No, that's too fast. Sorry, the autopilot was on still. Kesha waren das gerade auf Lux FM. Und eine wunderbare Single mit dem Titel Get Up Tight. Heute Abend spielt die Band aus England, deren Musik so sommerlich groovt, dass man fast vergisst, dass der Herbst begonnen hat. In Musik und Frieden und bereits jetzt sind drei der Herrschaften, sind ja nur drei insgesamt, bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über die eskapistischen Qualitäten ihrer Musik. Wir finden heraus, warum das Schreiben fröhlicher Lieder oft schwieriger ist als das Erstellen von Balladen. Wir sprechen über das Trio als beste Bandformation ever, stellen die neue Single Loosen Up vor und besprechen vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber heißt es nochmal Welcome and Hello, Rob, Jacob and Lou. Welcome, Kesha.
Hello.
Yay.
Back again at Flux FM.
It's been
a year, almost exactly a year, since we've met the last time. So welcome back to Flux FM. How's things today? Everything all right?
Yeah, literally just got it, haven't we? So we've just been driving, lots of driving today. So we came from Dortmund.
Yeah, oh, nice.
It's good to be back in Berlin.
Indeed.
Indeed.
So those first gigs that you've done, they were nice? Everything went fine?
Amazing, man. It's like, well, this is our first kind of European headline tour, and it's to see like it's like 200 people at some of these shows and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Coming for us all singing the tunes and dancing, it's like it's mega.
The last time you were here, you were supporting Rupains or something.
I don't know.
The Rooms, yeah.
That was cool.
They're nice guys, I guess.
Yeah.
A bit crazy, right amount of crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, there can be too much, right?
It can be.
No. Craziness, a bit too much, and it's not nice anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
People get hurt.
Physically and, mentally, even worse. So congratulations on Loosen Up. I've listened to the song already. We have it on here. We'll be playing it in a few moments. How and where have you recorded that new song?
We recorded it down in Bath.
Mm.
So this place called Distillery. Beautiful studio, wasn't it? So cool.
Incredible.
It like overlooks onto all like the Bath countryside and stuff like that. It's crazy.
Bath is in the UK, by the way.
Yeah, UK Bath.
Yeah.
Not just in the bath.
In the bath, yeah, imagine.
Not too much reverb for a bath song.
Yeah. No, I don't think it'd have the right sort of sound with it, really.
We've recorded cool. in Bath and mixed it for months to get rid of the reverb.
Yeah, yeah. That's
big
it.
Bath, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Bloody hell.
I love the fact that the interview has just gone into the nonsense direction already. Like after 1.5 minutes,
it's just
pure nonsense. That's what we stand for, actually. Flux FM, pure nonsense. That's a good claim, actually.
Yeah, I like that.
Me too. So did you already record some more stuff for upcoming EPs? Or because, I mean, you enter a studio like this, you probably want to use the room for more than one song.
We've got, we're recording a sort of body of work, I guess. So we're just working on things and stuff like that and just seeing how it goes, to be honest. So it's getting as many tracks as possible.
But you still have your own little studio where you can work your demos and stuff, right?
Yeah. It's tiny, though. It's too hot in there now. We've tried to vacate that place. So it's like,
the sweat box.
Yeah, the sweat box. That's it. The small space that is Trackside Studios.
Yeah.
Makes you work hard.
It makes you work hard.
Yeah,
that's how diamonds are made, under pressure, right?
Oh, yeah,
in the sweat box.
Hot pressure.
Sweaty it's
pressure.
Even worse.
That's it, man.
Yeah. So what I love about your music, especially right now at the beginning of fall, I mean, it's been like 2 days. Officially, fall has started like 2 days ago. Was it yesterday?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah. Really? So it's been just a few days of fall, and it started in Germany right on the spot. It was like super hot in the morning, and then on that very day, we're like, everybody was freezing. And what I love about your music is that summery vibe that it transports. You know, even at the beginning of fall, you're remembering those summery days, and you're like, oh, thank you. Thank you, Kesha, for letting me remember those days. And how important is it for you to, especially in times like these where everything seems to get darker and more evil, there's a right-wing movement that's happening all over Europe. People who don't look white enough in some countries get beaten up just because for that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? There's so many bad things happening. Mm. And you guys come around like, let's dance a little bit, honey, shan't we?
Just got to forget about it.
Yeah, and how important is that for you as a band, maybe, and how important is it for your audience? Do you feel that they feel relieved sometimes when they visit your concert and be like, oh, thank you. Just a small break from the evil world out there.
That's it. Well, it's just like, for us, like playing the music, for me anyway, personally, it's like a remedy. You know what I mean? It's just like, it just makes you feel good. You can't, like, we've like driven for miles, haven't we, and then played a show and then you come off buzzing. So it's like, you know, it just feels great. So, yeah.
I think not taking it too seriously as well.
Yeah.
Like just having a laugh and always smiling and and dancing, and that's kind of what we want to portray through the music.
Yeah, yes. I mean, if you go to a concert and the band is just like telling you about all these bad sceneries out there, again, you don't
want to know.
Maybe that's there's just an hour of the day where you don't want to know about all that stuff.
It's read the newspaper or something like that, you know? It's like, but yeah, for us, it's just wanting people to dance and just have a good time and stuff, so.
Yeah.
It's like wanting to loosen up.
Exactly.
Yeah, loosen it all up.
But on them uptight now. Yeah.
Now that we've mentioned the fact that your music loosens up people, let's listen to a new single called Loosen Up on Flux FM.
The sound effects in.
I forgot the sound effects, sorry. Yes, new single, Loosen Up, Kesha, Flux FM, congratulations.
Yay. Oh yeah.
You've made it again, recorded in Bath, no reverb.
Yeah.
Miracles do happen, ladies and gentlemen. It's Monday, like my whole voice is so Monday-ish today. Normally I talk to people with a straight voice, but today I'm going to do it like this, with pauses for sound effects. What I do get a lot from bands who try to write more happy-sounding tunes is that writing more happy-sounding tunes is much more difficult than writing the super sad ballad. Is that true from your point of view? And if so, why? Why is it harder to write a cool, happy tune?
I mean, for me personally, it is a challenge. It's not as easy. You know, everyone can sort of like wallow and self-loathe and stuff like that for ages in the guitar and things like that, but it's kind of, it makes you feel good when you can put like sort of all emotion into the lyrics and stuff like that, but keep this like happy tune to get it like lifted up a bit. And it's been pretty difficult, hasn't it, at times.
I mean, it's like when a painter does paint his newest painting, he has to know when to stop putting layers on it, because there's a certain point when it's finished and you have to stop putting
like, it's on a bit of a knife edge with the cheese.
And it happens with the music, I guess, as well, and especially with happy music, because you there's a certain point where it gets too hippy happy. Right?
No, it's true, man, you're right. But yeah, it's fun. I just like playing it. It's cool, man. It's cool. So
in the very beginning, it was your stuff that's been kind of like done with the boys again. You were thinking about your own ideas with the boys again. Do you write more together when you're working on new songs right now?
We do, don't we, really? It's like it's completely shifted. I mean, it depends. Like someone brings an idea or something like that, and then we'll sort of work it up together. But like, I mean, some tunes, like I'll do like the majority, or Jake will do some bits, and then like, you know, we'll jam it, and then Lou will come up with something, and it's all really natural and organic. So it feels the best way, really.
It's really good, I think, to have in a band. I think the trio is the best band format anyhow, because you can sound wise, you can go big with three people already. At the end of the show, you just have to divide the paycheck. Two, three. No, it's true. And then the dynamic with three people, if it's good, It's gonna last, I think. It's gonna be good for years.
That's it. Yeah.
So I think it's a good idea to work as a trio. So another thing that I've remembered when we talked the last time, you told me about an artist development agency that you kind of like.
Really?
Yeah. Did you? You still have that? Do you still develop artists?
We used to. Yeah. We briefly did. and it's like something that we probably will pick up like later on.
Yeah.
But at the moment, we're pretty busy with the stuff, and we're really lucky we get to like travel and stuff like that. And, it's taken up a lot of our time, isn't it, to be honest? So yeah, definitely keeping it open. So.
Yeah, and an artist development agency feels like something from the 90s, to be honest, artists nowadays...
I don't know where that tagline came from.
They must have been drinking
too much coffee or something like that.
Yeah, and artists nowadays, they make it or they break it in like, you know, with their first single sometimes, right?
Yeah.
They put out three singles and then they'll work on SoundCloud. Nothing's ever going to happen. Yeah. It's not like the David Bowie thing who did like three albums and the fourth album all of a sudden was a huge hit and everybody's like, David Bowie, huge pop star.
Yeah.
It wasn't happening for three. Yeah, and that biography, that won't happen again. Yeah. So that's why I was asking myself, do they still do that?
Because different thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So about it, like people don't try. Like if they fail once, they will not.
Yeah.
It's the whole social media thing, I think.
Yeah, maybe. Yes.
Instant gratification.
So what's going to happen next with you guys? You've recorded a little bit more than this one single, I guess. Mm-hmm. You're going to maybe return to that very studio when you return from touring.
That's definitely right.
Do you have actual plans for an EP, an LP or something, or even a release date, or are you just going to keep working and you let us know?
We're just keeping on doing it, really, aren't we? And then, like, sort of deciding when the time feels right to release something or
when it's got to be shit.
We want it to be the best that we can get it. We don't just want to release like the first 10 tunes we've recorded.
Yeah.
We want to kind of get a selection.
Yeah.
And then maybe next year we'll think about releasing some of it.
Yeah.
That's perhaps. It.
Perhaps. Yeah.
Possibly.
Not leave you on that cliffhanger.
Yeah. We've just left the living room and went into the bar.
I know, I was thinking that. I was like, wow. There's the reverb. Yeah,
there's
the
reverb.
Yeah.
Now, you've promised to play us a little special version of Loosen Up, your new single. You have an acoustic guitar with you.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking forward to this performance. Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, Kesha live auf Lux FM mit der Single Loosen Up in der Akustik Gitarrenversion.
Right. Oh, I'd like to loosen up, forget about you. So I can see the sunset, try to forget, seeing if she never listened. Oh, I'd like to change my mind. Forget about you. Ooh, ah, ooh. Yeah. Oh, I'd like to change my mind. Can't wait around for you. Ah, ooh. For you. We'll keep on moving. Hold up my head. So I can see the sunset, try to forget, seeing if she never listened, holding on to what she said. Ooh.
ladies and gentlemen. What a beautiful acoustic guitar version of that song and the backing vocals.
Oh, thank you.
Come across real tight. And it's nice. Cheers, lovely. Bro. Thank you for that live performance. Kesha waren bei mir im Studio. Heute Abend spielen sie im Musik und Frieden. Und auch da werden sie euch live überzeugen. Wer hingehen möchte, kann jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Berlin 2000 9000. Wer durchkommt, steht auf der Gästeliste. Jasmin Kröger, meine Kollegin, schreibt euch rauf für Kesha heute Abend im Musik und Frieden. So, thank you guys for visiting. I hope we'll meet again pretty soon because I want to listen to more new material.
Yeah, man.
I mean,
yeah.
You've worked on stuff. We're looking forward to it. You know our contacts and stuff. Just let us know as soon as something more is
done. Definitely, man. Our pleasure. It's amazing.
I think we're gonna play more of your music because it's we still like it. So send over
good.
Some more stuff.
That's good, man.
After all these years. Kesha, die Rubens hier nochmal zum Abschluss mit Never Ever featuring Sarah Ahrens, weil man ja gemeinsam auf Tour war. Just playing the Rubens for you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, Rubens.
The boys. The Rubens. I never.